and adopt, first we will adopt the committee rules. Senator Gordley?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we adopt committee rules for the Senate Special Committee on Government Affairs.
Senator Gordley moves that we adopt committee rules for the Special Senate Committee on Government Affairs. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Not so moved. Senator Gordley?
Madam Chair, I move that we introduce the following LC drafts as committee bills. LC 7, and Madam Chair, would you like a description of the bill read into the record, or would you like just the numbers?
I think we'll just go with the numbers, and we've got the numbers pretty much matched up, I think staff has, with the bills that will soon be coming out, so.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And those LC drafts are numbered as follows: LC 7, LC 9, 10 through 10-1, 15-3, 22, 28, 30, 36, 46, 49-1, 53, 54, 59, 60, 62, 66, 81, 82.
Senator Gordley moves that we introduce the following LC drafts as committee bills: LC 7, LC 9, LC 10-1, LC 15-3, LC 22, LC 28, LC 30, LC 36, LC 46, LC 49-1, LC 53, LC 54, LC 59, LC 60, LC 62, LC 66, LC 81, LC 82.
Madam
Chair. Any discussion?
Sure.
Senator Farioli.
I have a question, Madam Chair.
Certainly.
The bills that we are introducing as committee bills this morning have been those that have been under discussion in this building for a month and a half. And there's actually been countless hours of testimony in front of the committees, the budget committee. For instance, yesterday the Group of Five committee took over, heard over 30 witnesses and heard hours of testimony on some of the budgets that we're looking at in this committee today. Incentives committee and the stimulus committee heard hundreds of hours of testimony, came up with over 100 specific proposals for stimulation of the Oregon economy to get us back on track and out of recession. The revenue options committee met several times over the last month and a half and heard hundreds of hours of testimony about different revenue sources. So I want to make it clear that even though we're reducing this set of issues in procedural voting today, it represents literally thousands of hours of public testimony and hearings. But there is another consideration I'll ask for, and I don't think it'll add too much time to the procedures here, because we will be finished with this relatively soon and back on the floor by a quarter of 12. That was our deadline. But I think in consideration of the people that may be listening on the Internet, they will not have the text of the handout that's here in the hearing room to know what the LC relates to. So if we could just have the staff read the relating clause and connect that with an LC number, at least the people that are trying to follow this process from outside the building will know to what the bill number relates, if that would be with your approval, Madam Chairman.
Super. Please proceed.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, LC 7 is relating to construction liens, LC 9 relating to public employee retirement and declaring emergencies, LC 10-1 relating to finance, appropriating money and declaring an emergency, LC 15-3 relating to unemployment benefits and declaring an emergency, LC 22 expressing support and gratitude of Senate to all armed forces personnel for personal sacrifices made in campaign against terrorism, LC 28, adjourning special session of 71st Legislative Assembly, LC 30, relating to state financing, declaring an emergency, LC 36, relating to state finance, declaring an emergency, LC 46, relating to emergency assistance between states, LC 49-1, relating to state financial administration, appropriating money and declaring emergency, LC 53, relating to state finance, declaring emergency, LC 54, relating to stores operating operated by OLCC, LC 59 relating to courts declaring an emergency, LC 60 relating to voters pamphlet, LC 62 relating to medical assistance and declaring emergency, LC 66 relating to state financial administration appropriating money and declaring emergency, LC 81 proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution related to education endowment fund, and LC 82 relating to elections.
Thank you.
Anything? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Any further discussion? Are there any objections to adopting these LCs? So moved. Committee staff has prepared a document that outlines the LC compared to the bill number, which the committee has in front of them, and will printed bills will be available in the bills and publication room after they are introduced on the floor, which will be soon.
Madam Chairman, a question?
Yes.
This is for staff. Do we have this a correlation between LC relating clause and incomplete summaries? Is that going to be posted on a website or available to the public?
Madam Chair, Senator Farioli, we can certainly make that available to the public.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I think it would be helpful then if staff could also read the LC draft corresponding to the bill number, again, taking into those consideration those who may be listening.
I almost stopped you to see if we could do that, but that won't take you as long as the relating clause, so let's go ahead and have you do that.
Certainly. LC 7 is Senate Bill 1000. LC 9 is Senate Bill 1004. LC 10-1 is Senate Bill 1002. LC 15-3 is Senate Bill 1011. LC 22 is Senate Resolution 2. LC 28 is Senate Concurrent Resolution 12. LC 30, Senate Bill 1003. LC 36 is Senate Bill 1013. LC 46 is Senate Bill 1001. LC 49-1 is Senate Bill 5574. LC 53 is Senate Bill 1012. LC 54 is Senate Bill 1005. LC 59 is Senate Bill 1006. LC 60 is Senate Bill 1007. LC 62 is Senate Bill 1008. LC 66 is Senate Bill 1009, LC 81 is Senate Joint Resolution 50, and LC 82 is Senate Bill 1010.
Any further discussion? If not, committee members, it's nice to have you both here. Appreciate your help. And we'll be called later, I'm sure, for that. For now, we are adjourned.
Did we? Yeah, we did without objection. Thank you, Madam Chairman.